Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada to talk about holiday security.
A lot of people are going to be distracted, worrying about getting ready for Christmas time, getting gifts, traveling, and they may be a little less vigilant with their home security. So are there any problems that homeowners should watch out for?
Well, number one, make sure when you go out, you lock the doors. Even if you're around the house and doing chores where you might not be where you could see the door or hear the door, make sure you lock the door at that time. That keeps uninvited people from just walking in.
And if you have a lot of people staying at your house, that could be in a particular distraction, because with all those people milling about, someone may slip in without you noticing.
Exactly. And not only that, but if you have so many people, they might forget to lock the door. So it's a good habit every time you go past the door to take a look at it, make sure it's properly secured, especially at night when you're getting ready to go to bed.
Some people are going out of town for the holiday season, and certainly locking up the door would be a sensible precaution before leaving. I know there used to be a time when they would call the police department and ask them to keep an extra eye on their house.
We still do it. People are welcome to call in. We call them vacation checks. If you're going to be out of the area, call into the police station, give us certain pieces of information, including how to get a hold of you if we have an issue, you know, when you're leaving, when you're going to be back, if you're leaving lights on, those kind of things. And we'll keep an extra eye on the place. We'll try to drive by it a couple extra times. We also strongly recommend you talk to your trusted neighbors or trusted family members and have them drive by and check your house on a regular basis.
Burglar alarms are useful, of course, when used properly, but sometimes they aren't set properly. There have been one or two cases where somebody either didn't turn it on or turned it on and went off at the wrong time, and then it didn't go off for a while. So people should probably take extra care with those, right?
If you have alarms, make sure that you're using them appropriately. Contact your alarm company and make sure you set it properly. Make sure the alarm company and you have the same code word in case you've changed that, so that if you set it off by mistake, that you can give them the authorization to ignore it. Otherwise, we're going to respond. If we do respond to an alarm, we just want to make sure you're okay, that you're who you say you are. We're probably not going to stop coming just because you call and say, it's okay, because we really don't know who you are on the phone.
People, of course, get a lot of expensive gifts at Christmas time, and sometimes they come in big boxes, which naturally get put on the curb ready for disposal. But that can be a problem, too, because it tips off burglars that you may have something valuable inside, right?
Exactly. If you get something valuable that's in a unique packaging, we recommend that you break down the packaging. If it's a cardboard box, break it down to as small pieces as you can, turn it inside out so all you see is the brown rather than the labeling. Fold it up, bundle it up, throw it in the trash can, or take it to the recycling, even better. Other things you can do is not put the big ticket items where they're easily seen from outside. If we've got that big TV, that 80-inch TV sitting there right in your front window, it does show to be a temptation sometimes. So make sure you put things for a while out of sight, because this is the time of year people are driving around looking for things. Going along that same line, if you're getting things delivered this year, you know, we get a lot of stories about porch pirates coming around stealing things off your porch. If you're getting online orders or whatnot, see if you can get them delivered to where you work, if your boss will let you do that, or if you know somebody that's going to be home all the time, deliver it to the neighbor and then go pick it up from there. It's much safer than leaving it on your doorstep, especially if it's something unique like a family heirloom.
We've been talking mostly about around the house, but shopping presents a couple of hazards there. It's the same problem there. People sometimes don't lock their car doors or their vehicles, and they leave expensive items just there for the taking, and some people just can't help themselves.
Exactly right. There's two things that we worry about during the shopping season. Number one, if you've put things in your cars and you left them out in the open. If you're going to buy something and then go to another store, make sure you've concealed the item. Throw a blanket over it, put it in your trunk, or disguise it somehow. The second thing we hear about is people who, especially women, leave their purses in the shopping carts. And they'll step away a moment to get something off a shelf, leaving their shopping cart unattended and their purse unattended. And it's a great opportunity for somebody either to take the purse or go into the purse and get something valuable out of the purse.
Ever any problem with people coming to doors of a stranger's house and possibly casing the place, pretending they're looking for somebody's party, but really they're just looking to see if anyone's home?
Knock on wood, we haven't had that issue lately here, but that's always a possibility. If someone comes to your door and is looking for someone, don't let them in your house. You know, if they want to use the phone, if you decide to let them use your phone, step outside and let them use it outside. Don't let strangers in your house for any reason. That again, they could be there seeing what valuables you have or have other ulterior motives. You know, don't let them in your bathroom, especially we have people that like to go into people's bathrooms looking for drugs and things of that nature.
Thanks to Chief Dan Lozada for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.